Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities?
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America?
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
A good lawyer is worth their weight in gold, because if you have a talented expert of all things legal in your corner, then you can overcome even the most seemingly insurmountable odds. Over the years, certain lawyers have become so renowned in their field that they have become famous in their own right, escaping the anonymity that most legal practitioners trade in to get the biggest cases offered to them because of their reputation. And these days, there's a new man coming for Johnny Cochran's crown as the first man you want in your corner when it's all going wrong. Years after Johnny became a pop culture phenomenon for getting OJ off his murder rap, there is a new true ride-or-die attorney who has made his name for taking on the legal establishment on the behalf of rappers and winning. And now, the genre is saluting him for his contributions, even if some of the cases he's taking on as of late are a little controversial. It's your boy Luista, and before we jump into who Brian Steele is and how he became hip-hop's most infamous lawyer, let's talk about today's sponsor, ZocDoc. Now, I actually had a family member who needed to see a neurologist recently, and that's when ZocDoc came in clutch. We were able to find the right doctor, see real reviews, and book an appointment the same day, all without making a single phone call. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors, read verified patient reviews, and instantly book an appointment. They've got over 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health care to dental care, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can even filter by insurance, location, or availability, and most get seen within 24 to 72 hours, sometimes even the same day. And yeah, I use this, and you should too, because when it comes to your health, it pays to see a real professional, not just what the algorithm recommends. So stop putting off those doctor appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Luista to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Luista. Long before Brian Steele defied the odds by beating two RICO cases, Brian's career began when he became a tax attorney at Price Waterhouse after graduating from Fordham University School of Law. After a while, the man from Queens shifted his focus to criminal law, picking up several cases that he was advised to avoid, all because they were too steep to win. And over time, he obtained an aura that had clients like former NBA player turned accused murderer Javaris Crittenton, whose story I covered on my Lil Hoops the Sports channel, singing his praises no matter the outcome. It's almost like an angelic sound when he speaks. It's all eyes focused on him. He has a halo over his head. When others might have been distracted from their profession by other temptations, Brian lives a very regimented life that even takes his coworkers by surprise. Brian doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and can't believe anybody would. Lawyer David Botts told The New Yorker he won't curse, even in court, even if he's reading from a transcript. So when he's cross-examining, he'll say, so-and-so F-word. The court will say, Mr. Steele, you can read that word, but Brian won't do it. Brian only drinks water, said the attorney, who has known Steele for more than 30 years. His lunch is tofu or salmon, maybe, and a salad. No bread. I've never seen him eat out. And he'll bring a toothbrush to court. A toothbrush. He exercises daily, before or after court. Running, swimming, weights. And he's got a great family. 3 kids, a wonderful wife, Colette, who is also his law partner. They kind of idolize each other. An immensely positive son. He reportedly texts his son Jake to remind him to place a smile upon your face. Look forward to the opportunities. Laugh, be compassionate, prepared, focused, determined, organized, energized, well-rested. I believe in you. Enjoy every day. I love you so much. Since then, he has extended this courtesy to the mother of one of his most high-profile and treasured clients. But we'll get there. But what makes Brian such an accomplished and sought-after lawyer is that there's nothing that adores him more than his job. A fair trial is better than... facts, he told The New Yorker. The more challenging the case is, the more likely I'll take it. Do I like the person I'm defending? That's the main thing. But for all of his commitment to the craft, it wasn't until he took center stage in one of the biggest trials in hip-hop history that he became a household name. While he'd previously represented 21 Savage in a gun case back in 2019, the legal battle that shot him to prominence was the Fulton County DA versus Jeffrey Williams, better known as Young Thug. When Young Thug was charged under the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, it shook hip-hop to its core. Suddenly, Thug and 27 others were hit with everything from murder, robbery, and theft, to carjackings, assaults, and more. With the DA maintaining that Thugger's YSL label was a front for what they termed as a violent street gang. Within a matter of days, Thug went from being one of the most influential stars in the genre to suddenly facing a potential life sentence. And once he got the chance to use his phone call while in jail, you can bet that the first person he called was a man that he was already very acquainted with. Despite what you might have assumed, Thugger and Brian Steele were in each other's orbits long before the trial. In fact, before the case...
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Was leveled at his client. They'd already had a decade plus relationship, and in Brian's estimations, his client had been a scalp that the law enforcement community had tried to claim for much of that time.
He was wrongly charged. And I've had the pleasure of defending Mr. Williams for approximately a decade, maybe a little more. So to me, I know his family. I've defended him in courtrooms multiple times. I knew right away that he's been targeted for 10 years by the prosecution. So my feeling was exactly what I said.
In fact, their ties ran so deep that apparently he was even an avid fan of Thug's music. Later, they were even seen vibing to the classic lifestyle with him in the courtroom, as though it were the club. But these meme-worthy moments wouldn't have been enough to aid Thug in his attempts to escape what some legal specialists and armchair lawyers saw as a big obstacle to overcome. Instead, it was Brian's steadfast commitment to freeing not only his client, but his friend that got the job done, no matter the cost. From the very moment that he came aboard his team, Brian was attempting to stack the odds in Thug's favor however he could, even attempting to enforce a ruling that any accusations that happened more than 5 years before his arrest date is outside of the statute of limitations for a RICO charge and needs to be removed out of the YSL RICO indictment. Alongside that, he was also doing interviews to help to bolster his defense, seeking to soften how the public viewed him in the process.
I don't believe that unless the lyric has a direct relation to the supposed crime on trial, and there's evidence to support that, the fact that somebody has created words that are in a song or in a book or in a movie, they should not be judged by their work performance, because that's storytelling. So the problem I really have with the lyrics from rap music throughout our country and right here in Fulton County is we don't do that with other types of entertainment.
He even repurposed Thug's name to create a less menacing perception of his client.
That was not what Thug meant to Jeffrey. Doug meant and means to Jeffrey something very personal. It was his pact that he could ever make it as a musical artist and help his family, himself, and as many others out of this endless cycle of hopelessness, he would be truly humble under God. That's what Thug means.
Yet, what he was doing in the courtroom was only one aspect of what his role as Thug's advocate entailed. Behind the scenes, his role defending one of the biggest stars in hip-hop culture meant that he was relaying images across the ATL to other rap scene mainstays.
No folks said, why is there much in? Let me say, yeah, ma'am.
Yeah.
Nick, get out of jail, man, I just feel like I'd rather die before I lie on somebody. I don't give a what's going on, and I don't give, you can't take what? God ain't putting you in no situation you can't take? Man, sit your head down somewhere, bro. Sit down. Then, bro, we got nine megabytes of discovery. Man, God ain't in one piece of paper. That man was walking.
Yeah, I know.
God, free. Then he ain't in one piece of paper, bro. Brian like, man, I don't know what this gun locked up for. He been saying that the whole time. He like, man, I do not understand why 30-year-old Kitchen is locked up. He like, I just hope he's just strong, man. I hope he's strong. If anybody beat this charge, he say, if anybody beat the charge, Sergio Kitchen being the charge first. Ain't no jury in the world sending him to prison. Nigga, Brian telling me this day one. Ain't no jury sending him to prison. No jury. There's a lot of people that got to fight, man. Your government don't got to fight. No jury sending him to prison, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Just just knowing that, and then, man, that's,
But when it came to the courtroom itself, Brian's main contention was that the trial was a sham, and at every turn, he leaned into the ludicrous nature of the circus around the trial.
Said, listen, the N would give me money.
What is N?
N-I-G-G.
Oh, Nick.
You feel what I'm saying?
And as time went on, he and Judge Glanville were involved in a heated dispute.
Okay, well listen, if you don't tell me how you got this information, then you and I are going to have some problems.
I have problems right now.
Okay, I don't want to know about your problems, okay, at this point in time. All I'm asking you at this point in time is, how did you come upon this information? Look, if the case gets reviewed, the record's going to be available for our appellate court and for whatever reason. But it's disturbing that somehow you have surreptitiously gotten information in regards to the court's private ex parte conversation with a party. I mean,
what this is coercion, witness intimidation, ex parte communications that we have a constitutional right to be present for.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anavé sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anavé has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
So I understand that you're upset towards me, but I don't know what I did.
Mr. Steele, I still want to know, how did you come upon this information? Who told you?
What I want to know is, why wasn't I there? Why,
sir, I'm going to hold you in contempt if you don't tell me who this information was
from. I don't
want
to be held in contempt.
Well,
I'm not answering that question. That's attorney-client privilege information. I am not answering
attorney-client privilege, unless you were in my chambers, that's the only way you can figure out.
I tell you what,
I'm going to give you 5 minutes. If you don't tell me who it is, I'm going to put you in contempt.
It eventually got so bad that he was even held in contempt, and his first concern was if he could be put in alongside Thugger.
Take Mr. Steele into custody, please.
Oh,
Honor, would the court afford me one moment to confer with counsel regarding the appropriate remedy in this type of situation?
Okay, all right.
May I say one thing, Your Honor?
Yes, sir, you certainly may.
Mr. Williams does not wish to go forward without me being here. You are removing me against his will, my will. You're taking away his right to counsel. And you're conducting material parts of this trial without me present, and I can't learn about it by watching online. So for that reason, additionally, I ask for a mistrial. And I assume you deny, but I'd like you to deny our motions for mistrial. You denied the other people.
I've denied your motion, but I'll certainly take that under advisement, sir.
And as this all continued to spiral out of control, other lawyers such as Kodak Black's trusted counsel, Bradford Cohen, promptly came to his aid. This case and judge is off the reservation. This is an instant mistrial. I cannot believe the judge thinks taking a defense attorney into custody isn't a mistrial. Brian Steele is a real one. Defense lawyers across the country should be terrified by the lack of judicial knowledge. Eventually, the Georgia Supreme Court reversed the decision, and Glanville was removed from the case. But still, Brian wouldn't let up, and decried the court at every turn.
Okay, well, that's the court's. Well, you know, you have everybody has an opinion, and it can certainly be reviewed at the appropriate time. But finish up so you can go ahead and make your record.
I'm not going to interrupt anymore about prosecutor or anything. This is a record. This is important.
Okay, but it's your allegation and assertion, sir. Okay, so. We don't know that. We don't know whether or not they're true.
What's going on? Every time Mr. Copeland comes in the courtroom or out of court, he's escorted by a DA's office investigator. You see that? This court is observant. You're not just sitting there in a cloud. You see exactly what's going on. You hear the prosecutor tell you, we were in a room with Mr. Copeland, and he said these things. Why?
Okay.
Why do I have to bring it up? You should be bringing it up. This is crazy. This is like communist Russia. Mr. Williams is having the worst trial. So I'm moving, again, to stop intimidating the witness by the prosecution, leave people alone, and stop accusing. You've allowed the prosecutor Love to accuse me.
Aside from his issue with the court as a whole, he repeatedly called out what he saw as evidence misuse and the attempts to hold Thug's lyrics against him. He's not sitting there telling people to kill people, Steele said. He doesn't need their money. Jeffrey is worth tens of millions of dollars. Claiming that Thug was born into a society filled with despair and that the content of his music was simply derived from stories he knew, the pair took it to the wire. And as final deliberations were made, Steele stood up and explained why his client refused to take a plea.
The state offered him 15 years on probation, but they keep piling on these conditions. He just said, he made up his mind. He said, I'm just going to go with it. I got to get home. Judge may not let me home, but I'm not doing these conditions and admit that I'm the leader and I'm involved in the killing and my music just promoted everybody to do it. He's not going to do that. So he did not do that. And that's how we wound up here.
When it was all said and done, Thug's sentence was far less than what most people expected, 5 years in prison, which has been commuted to time already served, allowing him to walk free. The time served is also followed by 15 years of probation, but an additional 20 years are backloaded, meaning he could serve this time in custody if he violates probation. So in a way, it's a 4-year sentence. But Thug also got to leave court in the back of a Mercedes that day. The relief for the YSL camp was immense, and it was clear that it was for Brian too. However, he still did his job and placed the treatment that Thug had received front and center.
As far as how Jeffrey's feeling now, he knows my feelings, which I'm not going to reveal for attorney-client privilege, but this is not the same as a not guilty verdict. That should have been ranked. But...
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Nobody here wakes up every day on a concrete floor that they're calling his bed. Gets up at 4:15, gets shackled at his feet, his waist, and his hands, comes to the Fulton County Courthouse to be on concrete eating out of a bag. Doritos is his meal of choice. And then coming to a courtroom and sit there with a leg chain on him every single day and hear lie after lie. So for Jeffrey go home today and not have another 90 days, 120 days of it, he is very happy.
After what felt like decades for his fans, Thug was free. And for his supporters, there is a new hero to praise. Give Brian Steele his YSL chain ASAP. Thank you, Brian Steele. Since Thug got out of jail, it's fair to say that his fate has been a little mixed. But one thing that's remained a fixture is that Brian Steele has been right by his side. He's even been seen modeling for his Spider brand. Meanwhile, Thug's ties to him have been elaborated on when the rapper makes public appearances. During interviews, he portrays him as in the trenches to the fullest, with Thug later reflecting that he claimed that there were ways to avoid what he'd endured if he'd just listened to Brian before it all went down.
Do you remember the moment where you fell on your knees and you said, okay, God, I don't get out of this without you?
One of the days my lawyer came and saw me, and he just like, he just couldn't take it no more neither, you know? Not like panicking, but he was just like, fuck, bro, we in some shit, bro. Like, nigga, what the fuck? Have you never not listened to me, bro? Cause he been my lawyer for like 15 years. He always told me like, man, stay away from people, stay away from these guys, stay away, you know, people that ain't on bigger levels than you, you know, don't deal with it. Only bad come from it. Dealing with people in your hood, can't nothing but bad come from it, nothing. Ever in life, but bad, you know. Learned the hard way, but I guess we were just going through the discovery. We just had so many fucking terabytes of discovery. And we just went, they were sending it like discovery one, discovery two, discovery three. And it just be like fucking 50 million sheets of paper. So it's just like, but we'll make it through all of it and it wouldn't be so bad. And we like, yes. And you know what I'm saying? Like, then they like discovery two. And then it don't be nothing in it pertaining to me. He's like, yeah, we good. We got him. Discovery three, really not too much. Discovery four, not too much. Discovery five, crazy. Discovery six, crazy. Discovery seven, crazy. Now it's just like,
damn.
And he just came to see me one day, boy. He just was like, man, you know I'm with you forever, man. No matter what, bro. You go to prison forever, I die. This is what my lawyer used to always tell me. If you go to prison forever, I die. Part of me is gone. Like, I'm like a son to him, one of his sons. Bro, if you go to prison forever, part of me is dead, literally. I would not be able to continue being a lawyer and just like be a good, a happy person. Just them type of talks just had like, bro.
It goes both ways too, with Steele displaying their genuine bond to the extent that he was FaceTiming him while giving a guest a lecture.
Yeah, the situation that was taunting towards my life, and I think that the justice system could be very bad at sometimes, you know, sometimes it could be bad, and you gotta always look at it like they're there to put us in prison, and you guys are here to keep us from prison. And Brian Steele is the best person possible. He's very pedagogical, and he should be a professor. You guys should become lawyers. I think it's very important to help people out of the situations they're in as best you can. I mean, what side do you want to be on? You want to put people in prison for mistakes? Because everybody makes mistakes, they're human. You know, and everybody on this phone, everybody in this classroom, you always need to know that you're one mistake away. And I feel like we need more people like Brian Steele on this earth and less people like that. So I think it's very, very, very important to become lawyers. I think it's very, very important to be a lawyer over any other thing. You know, lawyers and doctors are the two greatest things that were ever founded, you know? Like, you actually help people. And I think that's God work. That's doing the real God work. I think every one of you in that classroom should become lawyers, for sure. Anything you need from me, I'm here always. We need y'all.
However, they're not merely communicating with those in higher education, as he's also been assisting Thug in his community service by going with him to talk to at-risk kids in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
As Thug was moving towards unveiling his next project, Uskadi, the rapper even released merch commemorating his now legendary lawyer. And he's not the only one referencing him either. Since Thug's release, he's been immortalized in songs by none other than Drake and Party Next Door, who named one of the tracks on the project, Some Sexy Songs For You, after the iconic attorney, Blick Service.
What'd you say, Brian?
Since your trial, Jeffrey, there are more acquittals than there were before your trial, and it's because it's related back to the fact that you showed that the criminal justice system is corrupt and prosecutors at times hide evidence. You did that. You are a hero.
Thank you
for teaching everybody the truth.
Thank you.
In some ways, this was no surprise. Considering that he evidently holds what he does in high esteem, it made this very evident in the Thug trial itself.
When it comes to civil rights leaders, right now I don't see any other civil rights leaders here. Also, when it comes to community advocacy.
All right, well, Mr. Steele feels himself to be a civil rights leader.
So I do want to go on the record so I have just as much vested interest as the defense team.
He wasn't the only one who felt he descended to the status of a pioneer in law either. As a law student, Bro is my inspiration. And given the way that he liberated someone who was, up until recently at least, universally beloved in rap circles, it was easy to parade him around as a champion of justice. However, it's fair to say that his next experience of being fragged back into the murky realm of hip-hop was a lot less inspiring, as this time, he was taken on the case of a man that many believed should have been placed under the jail.
Combs allegedly planned and controlled the sex performances, which he called freak-offs, and he often electronically recorded them. The freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers.
Following his triumph with Young Thug, Brian was riding one of the biggest waves of publicity of his career, and with that, he felt the surge of confidence to take on one of the toughest jobs there was, convincing a jury that Diddy wasn't a bad guy. From the outset, it was clear that he had a mountain to climb, with the prosecutions claiming that he had used firearms, threats of violence, coercion, and verbal, emotional, physical, and sexual abuse to fulfill his sexual desires. The public outlook on the king of the f*ck-offs really wasn't good, particularly because everyone around him or were previously in his inner circle just kept piling on.
Bust a nose, man, you know, but it was all, you know, insecurities. Anytime a man would go out his way to wiretap someone's phone or put taps in their homes just to monitor their conversation, that's a sign of insanity. So when you see someone doing that, you can imagine everything else they do in front of a lot of people. We were in the studio and I said something to him and walked out the studio. He said, "Yo, I'ma drop their ass off and pick them up and pip them out to my. He said, "I'ma drop them out. I'ma get them all on drugs and I'ma pimp their ass out to my." I was like, "Them somebody kids," and walked out.
Immediately, the legal team tried to rectify the image that was created of him, claiming that the government should not be permitted to pollute the trial with decades of dirt and invite a conviction based on propensity evidence with no proper purpose by painting Mr. Combs as a bad guy who must have committed the charged crimes. And as the eyes of the world remained fixed on the trial, he attempted every unscrupulous trick in the book, such as this grilling of a witness. "Isn't it true that you saw a lawyer because you wanted to sue Mr. Combs for money?" Steele asked. The question prompted Mia, who had been testifying under a pseudonym, to respond, "No." Steele then asked, "And that you joined the hashtag MeTooMoneyGrab against Sean Combs. Is that true?" Even prior to sentencing, Steele refused to back down and sought to redesignate Puff as a man to be admired, doing the utmost to tug on the jury's heartstrings in the process. "I sit here with tears in my eyes. I can't believe we're here," Steele remarked. Sean has impacted America in such a positive manner. Sean's father was killed when he was 3. He was raised in Harlem in the 1970s, and it was different. His mother had 3 jobs, moved him to Mount Vernon, more trauma. His best friend is shot in LA in a drive-by shooting. He has an operation, and he gets addicted to the painkillers he's given. He has been high from them until 2024. You heard it at trial. He was medicated because his body was hurt, his emotions too. We asked Sean to be able to have a 14-month sentence. He has taken full accountability. He's not using drug addiction as a crutch. He is saying he wants to repair. He will never be in danger. He is a civil rights leader. On occasion, he would hit the woman he loved. He loved Mrs. Ventura. He has taken responsibility. I have been there when Sean has prayed for healing for anyone he has hurt. Despite his best efforts, Puff ultimately got 50 months, which equates to around 4 years, with the judge declaring that a substantial sentence must be given to send them.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Message to abusers and victims alike: that abuse against women is met with real accountability. And while getting Diddy anything less than a life sentence was arguably impressive given everything that came out, the public hasn't responded to his advocacy for Mr. Combs quite the same way. For one thing, it has got him trolled far more than assisting Thug did.
Isn't that crazy? Diddy's lawyer looks just like Jeffrey Epstein right here. Yo, is Epstein innocent too?
This is a very bad day. There is a human being now in custody, 50 months.
Diddy was just sharing. More men need to share their women with other men.
And when it comes down to it, he's been less successful too, as even their attempts to get Diddy into the pen of his choice hasn't gone well. After sentencing, Steele & Co. filed a motion which argued that, in order to address drug abuse issues and to maximize family visitation and rehabilitative efforts, we request that the court strongly recommend to the Bureau of Prisons that Mr. Combs be placed at FCI Fort Dix for RDAP purposes and any other available educational and occupational programs. But ultimately, the court refused to cooperate or be led by the defense. With the judge's ruling reading, the court will recommend the facility in the geographic location of the defense's choosing. However, not the specific facility, which is determined by the Bureau of Prisons. And with that, it's fair to say that Steele's hip-hop cases are officially a mixed bag. But in a profession like this, you're never going to bat 1,000. Still, it hasn't been enough to deter the hip-hop world from assigning him legend status, as after all he's done for him, it's no surprise that Thugger has claimed that he wants to use his services once more to try and help Lil Durk get out of the can.
What did Tech say to my lawyer? Did she say Brian Steele?
Yeah, say Brian Steele.
Yeah, man. I'm covering that Lil Durk bill, my brother. No, I would not accept your money. We are brothers. That's my brother. I got to. I would not take your money, my brother. This is my lawyer, Brian.
Right.
I would not take your money, brother, my brother. I'm knowing that, Brian, but I got to. These niggas just talking. Niggas be talking. Yeah. This way back then. We done had too many conversations. Yeah. This way back then.
Yeah.
But niggas just be, niggas internet niggas, man. Niggas talking. We moving in real life, man. Y'all niggas talking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That. And I'm not mad at them. Because they feel like I said some perpetrating shit on the phone about Smirk. You know what I'm saying? I did feel a certain type of way that my brother, I feel like some shit had transpired. Not nothing that ever happened with me and him, but I feel like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't come through one time when he's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Because I always come through for him no matter what.
Whatever he does in his career from here on out, what Brian, or YSL Steel, as some call him, pulled off for Thug means that his name will ring loud in rap circles for years to come. And with the legal tangles that many artists get themselves into, he might be able to put another story on his house by the time he eventually retires from his post.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when Home Serve is here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, Home Serve delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to homeserve.com. That's homeserve.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.